It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. Chase McCabe, Big Joe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier with you. Well, Big Joe's somewhere. He's probably getting coffee. There he is. How you doing?
We on?
Yeah, we start at 9.
Okay. Clock's 8:57.
I don't know. Clocks are messed up around here. Got a big show playing the Titans in mini camp, which I want to start with that because this is what's going to happen. You know how this works, right? It's mini camp. So
is this they have to be there?
Yeah, this is the one they have to be at.
All right.
Most of the things that are going to be discussed are going to be overreaction things that aren't going to matter once training camp happens. There's always that.
Well, yeah, you got to report on something. You just can't say they've just shown up over there.
Right. So there's going to be, like, I have a feeling, even though I don't think it's as big of a deal as some might think, there's going to be this creation of a topic with DeAndre Hopkins. And then he's holding out.
I think it's a big deal.
I don't think it's a big deal. Because I don't think he's holding out. It would be stupid for him to hold out.
I agree.
I think he will be there today.
But
I think he'll be on the field. And I'm sure he'll get asked about it. He'll probably give his same non-answer answer that will turn into something.
But here's what they're doing now. You show up to camp. Oh, I got a slight little twinge in my hamstrings. I can't practice. But you're there.
That's called holding in. That's what Jeffrey Simmons did a few years ago.
Yeah.
I think
it's going to happen, man. It's like a typing pool. I told you with these guys. They all talk to each other. Be like, man, you only getting $13 million? Chase getting $28 million. Man, come on. And so that they're swayed by their boys. It's
right.
We all do it. We all do it. It's going to happen there as well. And in a second, I got a question. You don't even know what the question is going to be of the day. I haven't told you this yet. But it's off the Titans, and it's something I think it will get a lot of reaction, and I'm looking forward to the response from our listeners today.
Okay. Well, I mean, go ahead.
All right. So this team on the field today on June 4th, do you think this football team, barring no injuries, can win a Super Bowl?
This team today?
Right now. The team they put on the barring no injuries going into the season, can this Titans football team, in your honest opinion, win a Super Bowl? And if not, why? I'm curious. I want to know. We have this op. Can you really believe you win a Super Bowl?
Okay.
Can this team win it? And hit our text line or call us, whatever. I'm curious to know if this. And I've always asked this question at the day before training camp. I ask it to Fisher, to Malarkey, to Wisenhunt, all of them. They've all given me different answers.
Yeah.
Not one time. Vrabel is the only one that came close and said, hell yeah, basically I'll ride with my guys.
Yeah.
We're going to go. That's the only one.
Okay. Well, I'm not a coach. So, everyone around here is going to say I'm one of the most optimistic people there is, and especially with the Titans that I don't pick against them. To answer your question, hell no. Like, they have too many holes that they haven't been able to fill this offseason. Have they filled a lot? Have they done, at least on paper, a good job of improving this roster? Hell yes, they have. And I commend them for it. Now, it's all got to work out.
Yep.
We haven't seen a game yet. You know, people keep asking me, like, family and stuff, like, hey, what do you think about the new Titans coach? And my answer is, seems nice. Hadn't coached a game yet. Ask me in September, you know, ask me in October. I can give you a better answer. But no, this team is not a Super Bowl contender. Now, I'll say this. I'm excited for the season because I have the similar feeling that I have with the Predators that, you know, I don't really know how they're going to be. They might and may not be very good, but I think they're going to be fun to watch. And I do, and you can take that in many different directions. Like, okay, they could be fun because the offense is going to be different and they're going to be entertaining and they're going to throw the ball a lot more. Or it's like, you know, it could be such a bleep show that, that it's entertaining. I don't think it's going to be that way.
All right, so what's your level of optimism if you're a Titans fan? What are you looking forward to? What do you consider a good season? I know we're still a ways out, but it hit me coming in today.
If they get 9 wins, I know people are going to push back on this, but if they get 9 wins, to me, for where they were, what all they had to do with a, even though he's a second year, still a rookie quarterback, I would say that's a good season them.
Okay, but not making the playoffs.
I don't know.
Okay.
9-8 might be good enough to make the playoffs. I
want to know. I mean, people are like, yeah. But really, deep down, do you think the goal is to win the Super Bowl? The goal is not to win your division. I mean,
32 teams go in every year thinking that, oh, yeah, we're going to win the Super Bowl. And if they don't think it, they lie about it.
Yeah, you're right.
But so I want to know the truth is probably 5 to 7 teams go into the year actually having a chance at it.
I'm telling you, we could give 4 teams versus the field and be good to go with that. I mean, right. I don't even know a surprise team this year. I mean, those are the ones that are out there. But I'm just saying, this team can win a Super Bowl. That's the goal. And if not, why?
Right.
So let us know. I mean, I just want to know the level of optimism. This is kind of like the unofficial, official start to their campaign of 2024.
I mean, off the top of my head, I would say Baltimore, Kansas City,
San Francisco.
Maybe.
As long as Josh Allen's in Buffalo, they got a slimmer.
I would say maybe Buffalo. Maybe the Jets if.
Huh?
I mean, it's Rodgers.
No, we don't drink on air.
I know, man. I know.
No, it's not.
Know.
They're not. They're not good.
I know.
That's not a good team.
Yeah. Okay.
From somebody that I know was close to the organization, the Jets, who's no longer there, it's not a good team.
Yeah.
It's not a good situation.
Yeah. I mean, they always find a way to screw it up.
And it's not so much Rodgers. It's just like from top to bottom, it's probably worse than what the Titans are. But, I mean, there's a level of optimism with these Tennessee Titans football team, with the quarterback who, you know, and the receiving core and all that goes on. And you just, you know, I mean, you never know. But in the NFL, man, there are very few surprises. I'm trying to think the last team that surprised everybody, the 99 Rams. That's how far you go back. They were 3-13 in 98. And then got lightning in a bottle with Kurt Warner when Trent Green got injured. What happened if Trent Green doesn't get injured?
Yeah.
That team.
I don't know.
Kurt Warner is still bagging groceries at Publix.
Probably.
That's not happened there. So yeah. I was just kind of curious about that today.
Robbie just texted me and said, Green Bay, don't be a hater. I don't know about that.
I just don't. I'm not convinced with
all right.
Matt
you
LaFleur.
You know what? That actually leads me into another question. You know, you asked Super Bowl. Let's looking at the Titans schedule, because they play Green Bay this year. You know, what teams right now on paper do you view as better than the Titans? Chicago. Is Chicago better than the Titans?
No.
I would say no. Jets.
No.
Okay. I'll go there.
Okay.
Green Bay.
Yes.
I think Green Bay is better than the Titans.
Yep.
Miami.
Yes.
Yes.
On paper.
On paper.
Beat them last year.
I mean, on paper. Everything is on paper right now. And I don't count last year because this Titans team is a completely different team. Indianapolis.
Yes.
Buffalo.
Yes.
Agreed. Detroit. Yes.
Yes.
New England. No. Chargers. I say yes.
I'm saying no.
Vikings. No.
Yes.
Dude, they don't have a quarterback.
They've got Sam Darnold.
They got Darnold and they got McCarthy.
He'll be fine. I think Darnold will be fine.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Texans.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Commanders.
No.
No. Jags.
No. They lost.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to agree with you and I'm going to say no. Cincinnati.
Yes.
Yes. And then it's all the division again.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, but again, it's on paper. It's mini camp, and, you know, this is kind of what we do. But I am curious of all these little storylines that are going to come out today because they'll practice today, tomorrow, and Thursday. So
is all that open or no?
Yeah. I mean, it's open to media.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So Callahan will speak today at 12:45. Tomorrow, the coordinators will speak during our show. And then they'll have practice, and then Thursday Callahan will speak at 12:45 after practice. So this will be kind of the last chance to see them before they break.
Is there another one later on, or no?
Is there another OTA?
Thought there was one like late June, mid to late June.
Maybe you're right.
It's just an OTA. But there will be a lot of overreactions, as always. And what does Treylon Burks look like and all that stuff and on and on and on. And it'll be good to see, you know, what's going on, how the progression is made with the team. It's, you know, and during camp, it's kind of like, you know, you're catching against air. There was a graphic the other night one of the TV stations had, which just inflamed me. And it said, Titans defense looking strong. And it showed video of them going against air.
I know.
I was like, what are we doing?
They're
here?
Not doing anything.
You're just doing that. So they're like, oh, thanks for the kind word. It's, you know, it's nothing's going on right now. And that's why you look, you're trying to find different storylines, things that are engaging, what's going on. That's why I wanted like your level of optimism. I mean, today's again, like the kind of the start of the 24th season in our eyes with everybody being there in camp. To what it's going to happen. I just think this team is so far away from getting to even the playoffs that if they scratch out six wins, it'll be a miracle.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Our question of the day is
your level of optimism, and what do you think this Titans team, as they get on the field today, can they win the Super Bowl? Do you think that, would you bet on this team today to win the Super Bowl in 2024, this year? Would you bet on this current Titans team that's taking the field today, no injuries, that go into the season to win the Super Bowl? And I bet 99.8% say no. But I'm curious to see why not.
Yep, we'll put a poll up, and we'll do that throughout the show today. It's Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game here on this Tuesday. Our question, do you believe the Titans are a Super Bowl contender? Skyler says, Tavondre Sweat is the worry. D-Hop is a vet and not a worry. Then says, quote, we don't have a right tackle. No, the Titans will be lucky to get 8 or 9 wins. So, obviously, God. Listening to Jared in the afternoons, and we appreciate that. But they have too many holes. But if it's 8 or 9 wins, that's an improvement because of all the turnover you've had on the roster. I mean, just how I look at it.
Oh, no, I agree with that. But, I mean, it's – look, man – I just get tired of this, like, well, you know, if we go 9-8, you know, that's a success. No, a success wins Super Bowl. That should be your goal. That should be the only goal you try to get to. And I hate this whole, you know, you get 9-8, you know, hey, get to the playoffs, you know. No, you want to win the Super Bowl. Have the mindset of a champion. Don't settle for anything less than that. Keep striving for that. And then somebody said, well, did the 49ers have a disappointing season last year? Yes! You didn't win the Super Bowl. That should grind you and upset you and everything. Fight to get to the Super Bowl. That should be the goal. Every single year is to win the Super Bowl. Nothing else. Don't talk about winning the division or winning, getting to the playoffs. Nothing. Winning
right.
the Super Bowl.
Right. And you can have a realistic view of things, whatever. But every team, all 32 teams every year go to training camp to want to win the Super Bowl. Now, ESPN Bet Sportsbook, my official sportsbook, have the Tennessee Titans as the – they are tied for the second-to-worst favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Who's
at
last?
Plus 15,000.
God.
They're the third-to-worst, sorry. So they're plus 15,000 along with Denver, the Giants, and the Commanders. The Patriots are plus 20,000, and the Carolina Panthers at plus 25,000.
Oh, thank God for the Carolina Panthers.
But the Broncos, the Giants, the Titans, and the Commanders are all in a group.
My goodness. That's
now, I will say, I think of those that group of four, I'd probably say the Titans are the best of the four.
I don't know. What is there a common denominator in all these teams?
Well, yeah. I would say that Denver, the Giants, the Titans, and the Commanders have – questions at quarterback.
It's crazy how important that is, man.
The Patriots have a rookie. The Panthers have a second-year guy that did not show a lot of promise in year one. You go ahead of them, the Vikings and the Saints at plus 10,000 again. Wow. Questions at quarterback. The Cardinals, questions at quarterback. The Seahawks are plus 7,500.
They got new everything.
Yeah, they got new everything. Right. New coach, new all that. The Raiders are plus 7,500.
Give me the top four, according to ESPN bets. I'm just so curious to see if they have the same four that we have.
Okay, so who are the four that you would say?
Chiefs, Ravens, Niners.
Yep.
And you got to throw the Eagles in there, I guess.
Okay. You got three of the four.
Okay.
Chiefs are the favorite at plus 550. 49ers at plus 600. Ravens at plus 900. And the Detroit Lions at plus 1,100. Oh. Then the Bengals, the Bills and Eagles are tied at plus 1,400.
Okay.
Cowboys at plus 1,600 with the Texans.
Oh, the Bengals that high up there. Okay.
Let's see. Packers at plus 1,800. And then it kind of falls off.
Let me ask you this. You just said the Texans. What's one thing that would infuriate the Titans brass? It would be the Texans winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Because, I mean,
that's your rival. Yeah. That would infuriate them. Also, going back to the Lions and Dan Campbell, they have another good season. He makes some more boneheaded decisions and calls.
I mean, look, if they're really, really good and he costs them a playoff game because of a dumb call, I don't know if it gets him fired, but there's going to be.
At what point do you say enough is enough with this guy?
Like, at what point do you say, hey, you need to have somebody on your staff that's in your ear telling you you're being an idiot when you're being an idiot?
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to have that guy.
You know,
every coach somebody has that guy.
To kind of hold you back a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. But I think the Texans, if they have this great season, they've got the roster, they've drafted well, they spent a lot of money in free agency, they love D'Amico Ryans, that organization is rolling. But that's an organization, again, you could turn it around. I mean, there are ways you could turn it around. Now, again, Super Bowl was the Rams in 99, but the Texans showed so much promise last year. But they went to Baltimore, and Baltimore just pushed them around. I mean, it's like another level for them. So you have the elite teams and then everybody else and then the bottom eight who have no chance at all. It's just interesting to see, like, the Vikings had so much promise a few years ago, to see them ranked barely ahead of the Titans is something else.
But I will say, I mean, it's a lot of money, but re-signing Jefferson was the right move. I mean, that's a pillar of your franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you hope that you've gotten the quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. I don't think you have, but you hope that you have, and then you build around that. But, you know, I think getting the best receiver in the game locked up was a wise move.
Well,
I mean, you have to do that.
You read those teams. We talk Buffalo with Josh Allen, and as long as he's there, they've got that chance because he's just such a wild card. He makes things happen when he runs, but is this it for their window? I don't know. I mean, I hate, like, this is their window, but it's so true. You got the 4 to 5 years, you don't get it done, then you got to reshuffle everything. It happens. Yeah.
Our buddy Ricky says, betting on the Titans Super Bowl odds is called a donation.
I will say, what did Phil Mickelson do in 2000? He put the Ravens were 80-1, and he put $10,000 on the Ravens, and he won like $800,000 gambling that way because they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, there are miracles that happen every day, but this miracle of a team getting there is just not going to do that. I mean, it's just. I'd love it. Look, we've been close as the city of Nashville, not Titans wise. 99, you know, they got there. 2000 should have been there. 2008 was a great team. 2021, I mean, so you've been on the precipice, but I mean, now you've reached the critical juncture. Like, it's a franchise that's not competing for a Super Bowl, never won a Super Bowl, been to one Super Bowl. Is there a worse franchise? The Browns?
Yeah.
As far as you look at success
The Super Bowl era? I'm still going to say Detroit because, like, just because they had one good year, like, I'm not ready to.
No, I'm curious. That's a great. Yeah. So Detroit, Cleveland, what other was in the Super Bowl era is worse than the Oilers/Titans?
Right, but here's where I'll push back a little bit.
Don't touch me.
And this is where, you know, is this what the Titans are, the franchise, you know, is in general? Are they a franchise that they're going to get close, but they can never get over that hump?
Because you
think about their history here is the Titans. They got to a Super Bowl. They lost. They got to They've got to the AFC Championship game 3 times total. Is that right?
Yes.
3 times total. Won one, lost two.
Yep.
They've gotten to the divisional round, you know, a handful of times. Yeah. But most of the time they lose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're a franchise that historically, since they have been the Titans, have been good enough to get in the dance, but then they get thrown off the dance floor.
Super Bowl era, we'll go back to 66, 67. I mean, it's just they're one of the probably the bottom six, right. Seven. I mean, they just – even the – and you could do this well. The overall record, but the Panthers have been to the Super Bowl twice. Lions never have. Cleveland never has. Jets won Super Bowl three. So just success-wise, you look at that overall, it's kind of a hapless franchise.
Right.
We talk about hapless city. To me, Minnesota – is like a hapless city. Like the basketball team did well, but football team is always like, hey, we're going to be good this year. They haven't won a championship since 91. But you, the 25-year minimum in a city of winning a championship, Nashville's entered that.
Yeah. I mean,
you have to have two pro teams.
Right.
Preds and Titans and nothing. You've got nothing there. And right. So what else has happened? San Diego was a hapless town. They've only got Padres, that's it. That's all I got now. They have the Chargers, so they don't qualify. So cities with two teams. Nashville's up there with the worst. And I hate saying this because I'm from here. It's just
Nashville, and this is – look, this is the truth, and sometimes the truth hurts. Nashville is a sports city, is a city that has had teams that, hey, they're good. They get there. But they haven't been quite good enough to win it all. You know, Preds have been to one Stanley Cup final. They're
not going back for a while either, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Maybe that's a secondary question. You know, of those – of the three teams – I'll say the three teams.
Why are you sitting like you're a therapist, like getting ready to –
because I'm comfortable.
To kill
– I'm about to roll. Don't
devour me. All right, go.
Of the three teams, of the three major teams of – and I mean, I guess we can throw the Cats in there now too. But of the teams in Nashville – who do you think's closest to winning a championship? Because I would say the answer is not – there's not an obvious answer. Like, Nashville SC is about to go through a rebuild.
Right.
The Preds are, I say, trending up. Titans, on paper, are trending in a better direction.
It's going to take years, brother. I mean, it's just there's so they.
But what? But which team's closer is what I'm asking.
I'd say the Predators.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the Predators.
I think it's easier to flip the hockey team than it is NFL team.
If the Predators this year, let's say Barry makes a blockbuster move this offseason and he goes and he gets, as Jared likes to call him, a big boy forward, then and Saros is a part, and they re-sign Saros. Then I would say that I wouldn't be shocked if they're a true contender again.
Oh, I agree. It's easy to do that.
Because then you have the pillar pieces that you need. Goalie, big boy forward, big boy defenseman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you throw in the grinders, too, and you're good to go
right.
With all that. But
so the answer is probably the Predators.
I would agree 100%.
And they're further along than we thought they would be at this point.
Good usage of the further farther. God, I'm so
you're
proud of you.
You've taught me well.
Well, good. I mean, you need to get a little street smart from a McGavick boy from the other side of the tracks.
Well, I needed it, and I appreciate it.
To get that. But I agree with you. The Predators are closer to do that because you can flip around, and I think Barry Trotz has it going on. I think the NFL to do that is just so hard to do that in so many pieces
well,
and everything that goes on.
And Matthew points out they still be missing a number one center. I understand that. But I keep trying to tell you all this because it's the hot phrase of, oh, we need a number one center. You're not going to get one. You're not. Unless you absolutely suck and get the number one pick in the draft.
Is there any good prospects coming up? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they got some good prospects. But, like, number one centers do not grow on trees. And once a team gets one, rarely do they want to give it away. Now, can you get good centers? Like, we're talking about Brett Pesce. Pesce's name has been out there.
Hey!
You know, not he's a made man.
No Dr. Crane reaction on that.
Pesce's somebody that's been out there. Good player. But he's not that game-changing.
Who does he play for?
Carolina.
Oh, okay. God, I would love it. If he came here, I'd get a sponsorship deal with a drive-through. You don't go through the drive-through. Yep. I would do that with him. Okay.
All right, we'll continue this. A lot of people weighing in. Of the teams in Nashville, like, who's the closest to winning a championship?
Yeah, I like that.
Which team is the closest to winning the championship?
And do you consider Nashville a hapless city? I mean, think about it. 25 years.
That's it. Yeah, and I would say.
I hate asking that.
I would say that because Vegas just won a championship, or they've won the Stanley Cup, the WNBA team won a championship, which I count that for sure.
Can we claim the Vols if they win in Omaha?
No. A state. As a state, you can't.
Yeah, right. So Knoxville's won a championship before Nashville has in 98.
Yeah. Is in the state of Tennessee, is 98 the last? Well, no, at Vandy baseball.
Yeah. Vandy baseball in 19.
Yeah.
So 14 and 19. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great, what's the last? Yeah, the state championship. Could be anything. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Vandy in 19. Now, I mean, I think bowling or, you know, they've. I can't count major sports. Sorry. I don't mean
any I'm with you, man. But all right. That's good.
Yeah, let's think on that. 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, The Game.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be
one of those movies, whenever it's on, you got to watch. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. I got to correct myself real quick, and thank you to our wonderful texters for, one, not being a jerk and correcting me, but, you know, but I was wrong, and so I appreciate it. 5406. I said Brett Pesce when I was – he's somebody that's been rumored to the Predators, and he's a defenseman, so he was somebody that would probably play with Yossi. I met Martin Natchez. Martin Natchez is the center that is with Carolina that has – been in the rumor mill with Nashville, and that's who I met.
So. Let me tell you something. Look, I love you. You know this. You could have told me Ricky Merritt's a center for Carolina. I would have been, yeah, man, bring that guy over. Because I don't know. I really don't know, and I default to you and Keezer and Dr. Crane for all that stuff. So bring Ricky Merritt as well if he wants to come over here and play for the Predators. That's fine. What's the guy's name? Nachos? What's his name? Nietzsche's?
Nachos with some habanero sauce.
Yeah. Not at all.
Nietzsche's.
Yeah.
No. Keep your crappy jalapenos on the side and your ghost pepper and all that nonsense. Look, to the side.
Banana peppers?
I like banana peppers.
Do you like spicy stuff?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Good
I don't. You.
No, I'm, look, I'm all for it.
They call it the iron gut.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm good for the iron gut. I'm good for you, but none of that. What's you guys
I got doing? Enough spice in my life with the women I know. So.
That's right, you do. You're dating Scary Spice now, so move on from that. As long as you don't do Baby Spice, hey, baby. We're good to go. What's it? Natchez.
Marty Natchez.
So you could do, like, sponsorship, the Natchez Trail.
The Natchez Trace?
Yeah, Natchez Trace, whatever. God. Am I from here? I don't even know if I'm from here. All right,
you know, my dad's bar back in the day in Bellevue was called the Natchez Trace.
Was it really?
Yeah. You probably went in there.
I'm sure I did. Went to a lot of places. So, yeah, we got a sponsorship.
Yeah. So.
I mean, you get these all
That's
these
who
guys.
I met, though, and okay. I appreciate it. I'm mad at myself for getting that wrong.
Yeah, I am, too.
Won't happen again. 5-3-5-3. Titans have been better than the Jets. Super Bowl 54 years since and last playoff 24 years ago.
Does it matter? They won a Super Bowl. They in their lobby, the New York Jets have a Lombardi trophy. In the lobby over at Titan Sports Park or whatever you call it, you have Amy Adams walking in and doing the old celebration with Rand Carthon and Cal and all that other stuff.
There was a
You have no trophy.
Okay. So here's a question though. Hair Metal Henry says Titans now have a better shot at being more successful without Bud at the helm and Amy finally getting rid of archaic football coaches. So, and Andrew was giving me a hard time about, because I was adamant about Derrick Henry for years, and he goes, so you're finally admitting that building around a running back for 25 straight years was a dumb idea. Love y'all. Okay. Along those lines, it does feel like, for the first time since they have been the Tennessee Titans, that they are moving away from the old school ground and pound you know, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. I think so as well.
Like, in the 25 years that they've been here, this is the first time that I feel like going into a season, they're going to be more of a pass-first offense. I mean, they have a receiver. You know, we're sitting here going, is this the best receiving core they've ever had? Which is a really crazy thing to say, but it's probably the truth, top to bottom.
No doubt. No doubt.
Because that's the way the offense is going. So I think they make interesting points that, you know, maybe that does get them over the top eventually.
But don't discount running. I mean, I go back, and now here we go, he's old school. I'm going back to the Super Bowl between the Bills and the Giants, the high-flying Bills coming in with Jim Kelly and Andre Reed and Thurman Thomas and all those guys just rolling.
I'm glad you remembered Jim Kelly this time.
Thank you. And then they're playing the Giants, who they'd hand the ball off to Otis Anderson. He'd get 3 yards, maybe four. Maybe they'd dump a pass off here and there to Mark Bavaro. And it's like, there's no way the Giants can beat the Bills. There's just no way the Giants beat the Bills in the Super Bowl. So don't discount, like, getting away from the running back. I get it. You're moving to a different level. But because sure, you're moving to a different level doesn't guarantee that you're going to be successful. It just doesn't – that's not the way it is. So you get good players, you get good receivers. Everything's got to work together. And sometimes we discount what the defense is, and you go on and on that way. Look, the other night we talked to Terry Bradshaw about – you know, the Steelers team won the Super Bowls. I was like, what was that like? He's like, man, I was a small part of this great team with Hall of Famers and the defense and everything. So it's still a team game. It's still a team game to win a Super Bowl.
I say this with all due respect. You know, Terry Bradshaw is a Hall of Famer and goes down as one of the greatest of all time. Without the steel curtain, he's not that.
No, he admits that.
Right.
They all do that. I told you this thing with Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. Arguments like, well, Joe Montana, Jerry. That's not Joe Montana's fault.
Right.
That he had Jerry Rice. It's not his fault. Elway could not win a Super Bowl for years. He got Terrell Davis. They went 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, it's don't discount what they've done. Kuharsky's got a great thing, too, that I always love about this. You know, Derrick Henry, 8 carries, 100 yards. But, hey, one of those carries was 88 yards. You take that carry out, he's got 7 carries for 12 yards. You can't do that. You can't take the carry out and say, well, he only had one long run. That's stupid. That's stupid. It all goes together. You count everything. A team goes together. But you're right, still curtain. You need everybody to go together with you to get it done, and that's what happens.
615-737-1025. What Nashville team? By the way, my friend Phil texted. Thank you, Phil. Don't forget the Nashville Venom won the championship in the Indoor Football League.
They sure did, baby. Let's go.
That's true. Feel the hiss.
14.
Yeah. Have they paid yet? Inside joke there. Sorry. Let's go to the phones. Kyle wants to weigh in on our question, which team wins the championship in Nashville first. Kyle, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm leaning towards the Titans. I'm a bigger Titans fan than Preds fans, but we got Will Levis, and I'm really high on him. Everybody knows a quarterback can elevate a team quickly. And I just look at what the Packers did last year. They got Jordan Love in there, and he started slinging around, about messed up, and went to the Super Bowl last year. And Aaron Rodgers, his second year started, went to Super Bowl, won it. So, I mean, it could be done, but, you know, it's a long shot. Not saying that they will, but I definitely give the upper hand to the Titans because Will's a dude.
Hold on, Kyle. Kyle, hold on. Okay. Let's back up on the Aaron Rodgers thing there. He sat behind Favre for 3 years.
Yes.
And then then his fifth year, they get to the Super Bowl. This is only Levis's. Hell, he would started 8 games last year. So we got to give this guy some time to see what he could do. I think he's the answer. I don't know why some people don't think he's the answer. I think he's the answer and give him time, but that's an unfair comparison between him and Aaron Rodgers.
I know it's not fair, but it's just the best I could really come up with off the top of my head right now. I'm a huge Will Levis fan. I'm already buying his gear. I want to be one of the first out there to say, hey, I knew it. I called it. I'm that dude.
Wait, look, when you call the show, you bring it strong. You didn't bring it strong this time.
Oh, I'll bring it strong tomorrow then.
All right, thanks, brother.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it. I thought he brought it strong. It was okay. It was good.
But you can't compare.
I know. No,
5 years.
I would take. I would take Rodgers out of that group too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look at McNair. McNair sat for 2 years. Was it beneficial? You look back now. Yeah, it was. But now nobody waits.
Look,
it's like, go.
I sat in this exact studio and asked the old man one time,
Bud Adams?
What was the Floyd, what was the plan with McNair? He, you know, was it always for him to sit for 2 years? And he looked me dead in the eye and said, I told Jeff, I told Sally that there is no way in hell that he is hitting the field as the starter for at least 2 years. Wow. That he was going to sit and learn and develop. And
it's smart.
That's what they did.
That ain't happening today.
No, you can't. Well, it can't. You know,
it's, I mean, yeah,
it,
right.
Well, it can, but they don't do it because of all the money. And, you know, that was even when you sign a first round pick to whatever, like they'd never hit the field and they're making gobs and gobs of money. And now there's a rookie wage scale, but you got 4 years. You got 4 years to figure it out.
Yeah.
That's it. And then a fifth year option.
Yep.
If they're a first rounder.
Exactly,
so, I mean, it's
right.
Just, you don't have time for them to sit, even though they should. I can give you, like, if Mariota had sat for 2 years, would that be a different story?
No.
Probably not. But if Vince Young had sat for 2 years, that might be a different story.
That's a good analogy.
If Vince had sat behind Steve like they wanted to do, if Bud had just stayed out of the way and at least for a year Vince backed up Steve McNair, I think this could have been a completely different story.
Let me ask you this. This is a great question. If Bud is out of that 2006 draft and says, you guys figured out, who do they take? It's down to two players. Jeff wanted one. Floyd wanted one. Who wins that battle? Because Bud came in.
Great question.
Bud came in.
VY is my guy.
Yeah. So Floyd wanted Cutler. Is that right?
All right. Hey, let's continue this
because
I have some thoughts on that. Plus, keep them coming on. Championships in Nashville, 615-737-1025. Chasing Big Joe, 1025-1063, the game.
I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me.
Chasing Big Joe, 1025-1063, the game. Hey, you can purchase your tickets now for the Music City Grand Prix at the Nashville Super Speedway. Friday, September 13th through Sunday, September 15th at MusicCityGP.com. We are your racing station and have a special offer for a limited time. Use the promo code GAME for a 20% discount now through June 16th. That's GAME, G-A-M-E. Our conversations just keep morphing. This is what's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Will Levis got half a season as the backup quarterback, and then he gets thrown in there and – we all kind of had a feeling that something was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Now, he ended up getting that job because of injury, and Malik Willis was terrible. So
yes.
he gets thrown in there. Now he's the starter. It's his team.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of optimism behind him.
Okay.
But I'm worried. And I'm worried that, you know, he's still young. He's still, in my eyes, a rookie. It's a new offense. He's now having to learn another offense. Now, I think it's more similar to the one he ran in Kentucky when he had all the success.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good, but it's still a wait and see. And so that leads us to, you know, like Jordan Love, we're seeing it now. He sat for 3 years, and I think it paid off, at least in the 1 year we've seen. Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years. It paid off. You don't see that much anymore.
But the flip side of that, we talk about Manning in 98 was awful. You know who else was awful in 89? Troy Aikman.
Yep.
Was terrible.
Yep.
Absolutely terrible.
But the elite, the good ones overcome that.
Exactly. So it's both sides. You could sit and do that.
Right.
But still, the time comes, you have to provide. You have to get it done. God bless you, my man.
Thank you.
You have to get it done. And so there are examples of that. There's examples of being
Brady
terrible.
Sat for a year. Mahomes sat for a year. I think Andy Reid was brilliant. He traded up to get Mahomes. He knew that he had his guy. But you had Alex Smith. You sit Mahomes right. for a year, and then you give him the keys to the car.
So if you don't have an Alex Smith, you play. I mean, that's what happens. I default back to Bradshaw on that real quick. Talk about Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
He goes, what happened? What happened along the way that you thought he was worthy of the number two pick? I was like, that's a great – he goes, we can't figure that out. You can't – so you just never know. Zach Wilson is terrible. So what prompted them to take him number two? So you'll never know these things. So it's such a hit and miss. If Zach Wilson had been a success, be like, they wouldn't need Aaron Rodgers. They'd be doing fine. That's why this quarterback position is so vital to the team.
Exactly. I'm reading a text. Sorry.
So we go back to the
Okay, Floyd Reese and Fisher. So if Bud is out of the way, who do they take?
In 2006.
I mean, that's pretty much the, you know, the power struggle.
Yep.
That's when the power struggle really happened. I think Floyd wanted Cutler, and I think Fisher wanted Leinart.
Who would they take? Who gives in?
I don't know.
Who gives in?
I really don't know.
I think Floyd would have given in. Just say, all right, we'll take him.
See, I think they would have ended up with Cutler. But can we
at number three?
Look, Cutler had the longer career. Like, Cutler stayed in the league. But wasn't Vince the better of the three, like, in the moment?
But they didn't want him. I mean, it was Floyd wanted who they wanted, and he wanted, and Fisher wanted. And here's the default on this that makes me think they would have taken Leinart. Who was the offensive coordinator in 2006?
It was Norm Chow.
Yeah, Norm Chow would have gone and said, hey, we could do this. I worked with him. I know what's going on. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. He's great. Yada, yada, yada. All that other good stuff. What's happening?
That's a great
career.
I don't know. You're choked up.
I'm better now. I'm back. Thank you. So, yeah, I think they would have taken Matt Leinart. And then, you know, Matt Leinart ended up in Arizona with Wisenhunt. And that, I mean, Leinart's gone on record how much he hated Wisenhunt. So the dominoes fall. But I think they would have drafted Matt Leinart in 2006.
Yeah. So the 5406, that's who corrected me on Brett Pesci earlier.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. He says, all good, buddy. Enjoy the show. Please tell Joe, his old news director from The Deuce, says hello. I was the guy that first put him on the air. He ran with the opportunity.
Ah, thank you.
There you go.
That's good.
A little history there.
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate you, my man. Thank you so much.
So, I don't know. It's a fantastic question. And then it leads us to, you know, back into this one. And somebody says, I know we're talking about Nashville. We actually are talking Tennessee, too.
Yeah.
They say the Grizzlies.
No.
If John Morant can get it figured out, then yeah. I mean, John Morant's a guy that could certainly – you could build around and win a championship, but he's got to get it figured out.
Is he better than Jason Tatum?
I think he can be on that level.
Is he better than Luka?
Look, if he gets his stuff together off the court, like he's in the same group with those guys.
Let me ask you this, all right? And this is, again, we're bouncing around, but we're talking sports. We love your interaction. He needs people, right? Ja Morant needs the Robin.
The right people.
Right, the right people on the court. Would Jordan been successful had he not had Pippen?
I don't think he would have been as successful.
He goes to the Wizards. I know it's later in his career. Terrible.
Yeah. Look, I think he needed Pip. Pip needed him. LeBron – okay, this is the story with LeBron. LeBron finally wins a championship when he gets what? Help.
Yeah.
He goes to Miami because he's got D-Wade and Bosch and Love. They bring Love in. He's got help.
Yeah.
He goes back to Cleveland. Who's he got there? Kyrie. Wins a championship. Like, even the greatest players need Robin. Batman needs Robin.
Yeah. So, going back, the Grizzlies, until they get him, met Robin, and he can be an elite player on that level, they're further behind than the Titans.
And there, as Matthew points out, and I agree with him, the front office in Memphis, they're in the way, too.
So, what is the last state champion? I know we're going to take it over the state championship. I mean, was it Vandy in 19?
I think it's got to be Vandy in 19.
Major sports.
Major sports. I think it's got to be Vandy in 19. I'm trying to think. Because the Lady Vols haven't done it since 2008.
Right.
Vanderbilt,
nothing. Yeah. Memphis State. I still call Memphis State, nothing.
Has Belmont done anything in there?
No.
Or Belmont or Lipscomb or – I'm trying to think other
– Chattanooga, Austin Peay. I mean, there's East Tennessee State, nothing.
Right.
So the state –
like winning a championship, yeah.
Yeah. But as far as Nashville, it's like you get Vanderbilt 19, but the pro sports teams in this state, there's nothing. And I think it's going to be a long, long time before they do that. And then you unfortunately fall in that category of like, you're not getting it done. You're not, I mean, the Oilers have been to one, Oilers Titans, one Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's
so
it.
That's how hard it is to get there. And you look at places like, you know, that's why when Brady won so many with the Patriots, like, this doesn't happen. And I know Belichick and the cheating and all that stuff. But the other ones, the 49ers and the Steelers and everybody, the Cowboys, it's just hard to get there and get it done.
We'll get back into the Titans and minicamp and all of that and continue our question because a lot of you have weighed in, so we'll read some text messages on which team wins a championship first. And we're talking Nashville, but if you want to include the state, then we're good with that too. College, pro, whatever, but major sports. Also, pretty big news out of baseball that we'll get to as well. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.